two people who know a little bit about a lot of things. You have a question, they have an answer. It's the Know-It-Alls.
All right, we got another letter here. This one is from Canada. This is from Lars Peter Bjornsson in Toronto, Canada. Hi, Lars Peter.
Are you sure it's not Toronto, Sweden?
With a name like that. Think so.
I mean,
really, you got to have two first names and they're hyphenated and you're... It's like two consonants don't go together like that. B and J. B and J don't go together.
Bjornsson.
Bjornsson. Anyway.
I think you need a vowel.
Yeah. Well, we're just having fun with you, Lars Peter. I hope you haven't turned off the radio yet and discussed.
Don't turn it off because...
Give us a chance.
We're going to answer your question.
We can really discuss if you hang on in there for a little longer. Okay. This question is... from Lars Peter, can you tell me why pasta that is ready for eating sticks to the wall when you toss it? I've always been curious. Thanks.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah, that is. Yeah,
I have a question. Is it pasta or is it pasta?
Oh, well, it depends what side of the Canadian and American border you're on. I think.
We're broadcasting from the north.
We're here. We say pasta here, don't we?
I say pasta.
And we say pasta. And in the States, they say pasta. And they get a kick out of it when we say pasta.
All right. Well, since we're answering Lars from Toronto's question, we'll call it pasta.
Yeah, pasta.
Although he's Swedish, so maybe it's something completely
different.
Yeah,
it might not be a word
schnirp,
we can blubber snort.
Yeah, I'll schnirp. Something like that. I don't know.
Oh, God. Fun with countries.
It is.
Yeah, it is fun.
So I guess what he's saying here is, yeah. And I don't think I've ever heard this before.
It's kind of a serious question.
Why pasta is ready for eating why does it stick to the wall when you toss it? I don't even know why you would, because then you have to pick all your pasta up off the floor.
I'll tell you what.
It's just a dirty thing to do. Just to be safe, boil every pasta for 25 minutes.
Or have the dog test it. They don't eat crap.
They really don't.
Yeah.
They are finicky eaters.
Quick tip, because we're on this, because you asked this question. A dog's tongue apparently is one of the cleanest things in the world. Did you know that?
It is one of the cleanest things in the world. If you do throw the pasta at the wall, get the dog just to
lick it off. Yeah, lick that's off a great idea. Because then the dog can enjoy the pasta in a way, and you can enjoy the pasta. Itself.
It's sharing. It's a companion. Man's best friend and co-eater.
Yeah, that's right. I think you're. That's a very positive message right there you've delivered, Steve Hammerstone. Good for you.
Oh, thanks.
You're a good guy.
Oh,
yeah. No, you are.
What?
You are.
Oh.
You're a good guy.
You're kind.
Well, I know.
This has been another edition of the Know-It-Alls.